At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, under current legislation in this country, there's no statutory paid leave for women or their partners who experience a miscarriage under 23 weeks. So in UCC, they've been conducting extensive research into this. Keelan O'Donoghue is leader of the Pregnancy Loss Research Group at UCC. Good afternoon, Keelan.
Hi, Sean.
Could you tell us something about the research, how you went about it?
Sure. Well, the research was a report commissioned by the Department of Children back in 2022, and we published that report in 2024. They asked us to examine workplace experiences of pregnancy loss under 23 weeks, and the aim was to identify what was out there in the literature, what there was in legislation across different countries, looking at company policies, and they also wanted us to ask people in Ireland what their experiences of pregnancy loss under 23 weeks were. So when we published that report, we included a review of the international literature, which basically sets out that returning to work is difficult after pregnancy loss, that there is a lack of entitlement to sufficient leave for women in that situation. And we also reviewed legislation across high-income countries, finding that 10 out of 81 do provide pregnancy loss leave, ranging from 2 days up to about 3 months, depending on the country. But interestingly, we also found that several low and middle income countries had that type of statutory leave and have had it for decades. So maybe the more interesting thing for people to hear about is our survey of the population, and over 900 people replied who had experienced different types of pregnancy loss under 23 weeks. And they described the emotional and sometimes physical impacts of pregnancy loss, how that affected their ability to work, to carry on with normal life, and just to manage those normal interactions in the workplace. Mm-hmm. The majority of people who replied had taken time off work, and they felt that was important for physical or emotional recovery. But the vast majority felt they had to return to work before they were ready. And that was for different reasons, sometimes because of that lack of paid leave. They had run out of their sick leave entitlements, the lack of cover at work, and sometimes, unfortunately, pressure from the workplace as well.
Yeah. Now, if a woman does experience a miscarriage, can she claim claim sick leave time for that?
Yeah. So some women obviously do have leave entitlements that allow them to take leave from work. So some people do rely on sick leave or other leave entitlements. We don't really have compassionate or bereavement leave in Ireland for any reason. But actually, many people who replied would point out that they would have used up that sick leave to take time off work. And in some scenarios, depending on the workplace, that's not available. It can be limited or inappropriate. And also, that's a little bit discriminatory as well, that only women would have to use up sick leave in that context. Mm. So we know that the amount of leave people might need does vary, of course. You know, that's going to vary depending on the type of pregnancy loss, how early it is, you know, the physical reality, the admission to hospital, and obviously other personal factors. So whatever leave we might introduce in the future in this country should meet the needs of those affected and shouldn't further stigmatise different types of pregnancy loss as well.
Yeah. Are there individual employers in Ireland who do give pregnancy loss leave before 23 weeks?
Yes, there are. I mean, we reviewed as many company policies as we could find. So in that research, we took one of those, you know, best places to work in Ireland lists and asked all the companies listed whether they had a policy on pregnancy loss leave or not. And of those who replied, around half of those companies or organisations did have a pregnancy loss leave policy with an average of 9 days leave being put out. But obviously, across the, you know, across the public sector, and for many people, there is no specific leave entitlement for pregnancy loss. And our study would very much clearly say that that is required.
Mm. Did any of them give leave for partners? Because I imagine, you know, you've had a miscarriage, you might be physically ill, you might be traumatised, you need a bit of help at home.
Absolutely. And looking at the company policies, we saw that some did include partners. And looking at the legislation review, some, not all countries, made some provisions, sometimes a lesser amount of time for partners. When it comes to workplace policies, and as we might talk about, UCC has been the first university to launch a support leave policy for its staff. Many policies make provision for leave for the person who experiences the loss, but do point out that there needs to be other supports available for the partner. In the case of the male partner, recourse to support services, to counselling, and flexible work arrangements would be strongly recommended.
Yeah. When you ask people about the attitudes that they encountered in their workplaces, I assume some of them hadn't necessarily told their employer they were pregnant anyway, if it was, say, in the first trimester, and often people don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. And we found that certainly a lot of the participants in the research had anticipated repercussions from disclosing it in the workplace, you know, expecting insensitive comments or discrimination at work. So often people don't disclose because of that workplace environment. Obviously, yes, there is a social norm about not talking about pregnancy until 12 weeks. But a lot of that is because of our attitudes to pregnancy loss and our stigma around it generally. And when we asked people about their experiences in the workplace, they reported, for example, that sometimes colleagues didn't know how to respond, resulting in people then feeling ignored or avoided. And some people said that was the hardest thing about the pregnancy loss was not the pregnancy loss itself, but actually that experience around work, return to work, disclosing the pregnancy loss and dealing with some of those insensitive comments at work and some of the, I suppose, changes in their career opportunities.
Yeah. Let me read you a message we got from a listener. This person says, workplaces do not look after couples after a miscarriage. I had a late miscarriage at 18 weeks. I had a D&C. It was agony the days after. I was back at work 3 weeks later and an absolute shell of myself. The doctors and nurses were so kind to me and told me they would write what letters I needed. I was entitled to sick leave. I went through the most traumatic life event and I was entitled to sick leave. The final kick in the teeth was when I returned to work, my wages were docked as I'd used all my sick leave 2 years before as I had hurt my back and needed to be out for a few weeks. I feel like I was penalised for losing my baby. If I'd had the miscarriage 6 weeks later, I would have been entitled to full maternity leave. Why? My grief is not as important as someone at 24 weeks. It's been 3 months and I'm here in work broken. I should not be here. Gosh.
Well, I think that illustrates it very well, doesn't it, Sean? And really, that's very much all the over 900 people who replied to us.
Yeah.
And continue, some of them, to link in with us have all said that, you know, pregnancy loss does have physical impacts. It has emotional and social impacts on the woman and her partner. It can happen at work as well. And people do have to continue working while experiencing those ongoing physical and emotional impacts.
Yeah.
So we would really be you know, calling on the government to move on the legislation that is before them. But I suppose in the meantime, and what we have been talking about here in the Pregnancy Loss Research Group is, while we do want that statutory leave to allow for recovery, as your caller said, but would also show societal recognition of the impact of pregnancy loss, there's a lot we can do in workplaces without statutory leave. So we can provide a policy structure. There's nothing to prevent individual workplaces doing that. And we have also published some resources for employers and employees that are freely available. And there is a Pregnancy Loss at Work toolkit that I would encourage people to look at and to download. And that focuses on the different ways that employees and workers can be supported beyond just that provision of statutory leave. Notwithstanding, that is important. There's other things that we can do to create more compassionate work environments and workplaces for people who experience pregnancy loss.
Yeah. And the amount of messages are coming in from women who have experiences. I had a stillbirth 3 weeks ago at 20 weeks. I have no entitlement to leave. I'm still bleeding and I've retained products. The country is barbaric. how it treats women. I had a miscarriage at 9 weeks. I was told I would not be counted as pregnancy-related sick leave because I wasn't pregnant. I said to the woman, I know I'm not pregnant, that's the problem. I was gobsmacked. My maternity hospital later provided a letter stating that I was pregnant while I was actively miscarrying, so we should be counted as pregnancy-related sick leave. I mean, you know, kind of arguing about the details, it just shows you.
And really what we would be encouraging employers is that they really should be committed to supporting all employees who experience a pregnancy loss and to recognise that for many people that is an enormously significant life event and a bereavement.
Yeah.
And that, you know, considering leave requests should be prompt and sensitive. People should be treated with respect and discretion. But as I said, there's a lot more that we can do outside the provision of statutory leave. While obviously, yes, I would continue to advocate that that is important. That is the research we were commissioned by the government to do, and they should follow through on all those recommendations that we presented them with in 2024. There's still a lot we can do in workplaces together to, you know, make a more compassionate environment and to improve that workplace culture, because then the people who experience pregnancy loss will feel better supported and will also feel less isolated in their experience.
Yeah, indeed. Keelan, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Professor Keelan O'Donoghue, leader of the Pregnancy Loss Research Group at University College Cork.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.